This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We're going to have an Overreaction Friday today for you, and we would love your participation. You know the number, 888-957-9570. It's the number to call or text the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorneys text line.
I think I want to start right here at the top. There's a couple of things. And I watched Mark Wheeler's video yesterday about, why can't people here like, you know, Brock Purdy as much as Detroit likes Jared Goff? That's not where I'm going here. I just think that the natural evolution of a quarterback is this. Are you good? Right, when you first come in.
I can answer that question, by the way, after you're done.
We all know the answer. It's because, yeah, you're chasing the ghosts of Joe Montana, correct. Steve Young, you know, even Jeff Garcia,
Jared Goff,
whatever.
Might go down as the greatest quarterback in the history of the Detroit Lions.
Yeah, Scott Mitchell is one of the best Detroit Lion quarterbacks ever. And he actually wanted to be there, unlike Stafford, who wanted out. So there's sort of like a variety of layers. But I think it's a fair question to ask, right? But here's what I would say. We all agree.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Purdy's pretty good.
Purdy's pretty good.
And, like, when you first come into the league in the NFL, it's like, hey, establish yourself. Are you good? All right. How good are you? All right. Do you deserve another contract? He checked all those boxes. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes.
All right.
He did everything that you could have asked of a Mr. Irrelevant seventh round pick.
100%.
And some.
He way has outplayed and proven he belonged in the first round quarterback category based off what we've seen. It's not even a doubt in anyone's mind. You want to say he's the top five pick or should have been a top five pick? You're probably right. You want to say he's a bottom first round pick? You're probably right. Like, quarterbacks are more valuable in this league than any other on the planet. Now he's at the point of justifying and proving the contract and trying to earn every dollar in the eyes of many of the skeptics. Yeah. That's the phase that he's at now. You know, Lamar Jackson is at a phase, hey, he's earned the money. He's proven he's worth the money. Now he has to do it in the playoffs, right? There are different levels to the scrutiny.
You got to consistently be great and consistently compete to get into the playoffs, and then that's the first one, right? Just to show that I can carry this team to the playoffs. Say what you will about Dak Prescott when he is healthy. He's been able to do that for most of his career. Now, why we get on Dak Prescott, not only does he play for the Cowboys, because that's first and foremost why we get on him, Tony Romo in years past, but because his playoff shortcomings, because he's not been able to get over the hump. Same with Lamar, same with Josh Allen, and really outside of Joe Burrow, who got there once, but now there's questions about him. Can he even stay upright, and is the team good enough for him? He was playing yesterday, by the way, in the preseason, and I want to get into that because from what I saw yesterday, Joe, as you're going to finish here, I might want to see some of the more Niner starters play,
we'll get
play
into
tomorrow.
That. We'll get into that.
Continue.
But I think it's a great point on Dak Prescott. I think part of the whole Dak Prescott stuff is no one thinks he's worth that money.
No.
They think he's good. Like, I think most people, if you stripped away all the money, is he good? Yeah, he's a good player. Is he good enough to earn the amount of money that he's earned? I think that's where people start having these conversations. So I get back to Brock and I say this. Look, practice is not going to make or break Brock Purdy. It's not about that. We have already passed the he's good stage. We know he's good. Now this year is about going out and proving you're worth the money that they've invested into you. And time will tell. We will see, you know, how much of the money we feel he's earned as a fan base, as a community, as a country of football fans.
Well, we know he's been good. He's been great. He's been MVP caliber. He was solid last year. I wouldn't say he had a good season. He had a solid season last year, considering everything else that went around him. Can he be good with this team as currently constructed this season? That's a major question mark after yesterday for me. I don't know if he could be good or great because of everything else around him.
Now you're back to where, like,
a little
where
bit
I,
yes.
where I was. So that's where I want to go. Like, I don't know where this season's going to go. All right, when it comes to Brock Purdy. And I think there's going to be a lot of people ready to burn down the fences on all of his performances if the team falls short. I'm letting everyone know, I watched the best defense maybe in the league yesterday, the Denver Broncos, without Dre Greenlaw, which I assume he'll just make them better.
I would assume, right?
Right, I'll just assume.
He can't make you worse.
The Niners are razor thin. And to think that any guy, whether it is Lamar or Josh Allen, or Brady in his prime, is going to carry a team by themselves in the sport of football is an asinine thought. You need weapons. And they've got George Kittle, and he looks phenomenal. Seeing him yesterday at practice, he looks phenomenal.
Yep.
I thought Pearsall flashed. You could see some of the skill sets. They need another receiver. I watched the offensive line. And Trent Williams is yucking it up in a uniform, but not with a helmet on. And he's not practicing. And I had a conversation with my boy Rocco. And Rocco's like, hey, look, he's a vet. He can't get hurt. Don't worry. I'm like, yeah, I hear you on that. I kind of want to see him on that offensive line so I can get an evaluation of what I'm watching. Well, Brock Purdy had no time to throw yesterday.
I don't want to hear that he's a vet and he can get hurt, because you could say the same for Fred Warner, who played on a fractured ankle last year. You could say the same for George Kittle, who looks incredible. His physique looks insane. The speed, the hands. George Kittle looks like he's going back-to-back All-Pro.
He looks amazing.
If I had an overreaction from one joint practice, George Kittle's going back-to-back All-Pro seasons.
He looks unbelievable.
And you know who else looked just insanely massive as their blocking tight end? It's Sam Lubman's boy, and he was on it.
I have
Sam
to give him credit. I do.
Luke Farrell
does look huge.
He is imposing.
Yes.
He was standing next to Kittle. He was standing next to Kittle, and he made Kittle look a little small, which is saying
they're both humongous human beings. But I think, like, I'm watching this Niner offense, and I'm saying to myself, look, I just know how sports fans are. Week one, they lose. It doesn't matter how. All the calls are going to come pouring in on Brock Purdy. Yeah. And I'm telling you right now, this team is razor thin, and they need a lot to go right. CMC, play a snap, come out a snap. Play a snap, come out a couple snaps. Yeah. They clearly have this guy on a pitch count. Tough to tell. What did you think of CMC? Tough to tell if he's CMC or not.
Well, exactly. And because, you know, there's breakaway runs, they don't really break away. Like, they call plays early, they don't call plays dead early. Like, there's so much to be said and made about joint practices, but also it's practice at the end of the day. So they're not trying to get hurt. And that's the one thing I came away from yesterday. We'll get into the good, the bad, the ugly of the joint practice yesterday, Joe. And I want to hear from the people. 888-957-9570. And shout out to those watching on YouTube right now. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. And we brought it up yesterday, and Baldy had some concerns. Brian Baldinger joined us. That was a tremendous interview. If you missed any of it, it's on YouTube. It's on our Odyssey app. Brian Baldinger, we're going to have him every week. Are we having him every week going forward now, Sammy? Is this a thumbs up? I feel like we should. I want to just say it right now. We think we should. But Baldy was on yesterday, and he was talking about CMC, and you asked a great question about losing a step. And could McCaffrey be that kind of, you know, running back that loses a step but still be serviceable.
Yeah.
Doesn't lose everything.
Yeah.
You mentioned a name that scared the hell out of me because I think this guy's skill set that fell off is more similar to a Christian McCaffrey. It was Dalvin Cook. Once Dalvin Cook lost his, not the same level as McCaffrey.
No, not even
close. I think we forget how.
But he was good.
He was really good.
He was good.
And once he lost Step Joe, he was done. He was cooked.
No doubt. I watched him tap out in the Vikings Niner playoff game. But Joe, I want to bring up three areas that I kind of had a feeling heading into this to the practice were going to be thin and problematic that have nothing to do with Brock Purdy that could affect his play on any given play and did because of that number one, number two ranked defense in Denver. Offensive line, razor thin.
Number one.
Wide receiver. Oh my God.
Number two.
You better pray. And then running back depth behind CMC, it's Patrick Taylor Jr.
Number three.
I'm telling you, this team has an opportunity to develop as the year goes on. It's football. Things happen. People pop. They come out of nowhere. But the concerns are legitimate that everyone has, that these are not Purdy related.
No.
These are not quarterback related.
But it'll affect the quarterback.
Absolutely. Offensive line, it's going to be a work in progress. I'm just going to say that. Now, again, I'm trying to give you the caveat of that Denver defense isn't just good. They're unbelievable.
Yeah.
Now, it's one team. It's one practice. I get. But that team was awesome last year. They look humming now. And not only were they good, there was a confidence and a smack talk level they were delivering to the Niners. They believe.
I'll say this coming away from yesterday, and there's a lot to take away from yesterday's joint practice we're going to be doing all day. We got Bonte joining us in the 9 o'clock hour, Joe, in the entirety in the studio. Bonte, me and you, Grant Cohn, we were all just chilling yesterday, watching everything and just, you know, giving our thoughts and concerns. And I think we all came away with, one of these teams is having fun. The other team is having a hard time.
They got punked.
Yes.
Look, let's just call it what it is. Like, the offense got punked yesterday. And again, the thin old offensive line, like, because people are going to go, oh, Purdy threw picks. I'm not really worried more about the results of the throws. It's like the stuff leading up to the ball even being delivered, the pocket was getting collapsed. Purdy last year was forced to move over and over and over and over again. Same thing's going to happen this year. And thank God he can move.
Yeah.
Matt can't move very well. Like, you know, I'm just comparing it to the guy behind him. And he was going up against the twos. So that makes a big difference. The second team defense is not as good for Denver as that first team. That first team is unbelievable. That pocket gets collapsed. There's not a lot of places to throw. Patrick Surtain had our wide receivers in Alcatraz.
I don't know how you could be underrated as a DPOY, but somehow Patrick Surtain is. He's so good. He made a play.
Oh my God,
he made a play yesterday on DeMarcus Robinson in the corner of the end zone when they were doing the 2-minute offense, 2-minute drill, Joe. And he just, not even close. And then the swagger and little dance move he did after it. It felt like all the Denver Broncos players were dancing to the Kendrick Lamar album that was playing the entire practice. By the way, that your question was answered. You're wondering what music was going to be played. It was Nirvana,
it was crazy.
AC/DC, and Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah,
pretty much.
It was pretty incredible.
And I love seeing Bonta Hill kind of jam out to the Nirvana. He had that to his repertoire. No,
he was like, is this Metallica?
No, Bonte saying he Shazam 20 songs was the funniest part of yesterday. He's like, people still use Shazam? They can just ask Siri and she'll tell you that? But Patrick Surtain came away from just jaw drop. He's just so intelligent. It just, the talent alone was incredible.
Now, look, as practice went on, Denver was subbing out different guys with that first unit. I thought the Niners offense started to look significantly better when they got into they call it the move the ball drill, but it's like a 2-minute drill. Yeah. They just look way more rhythmic. And I thought that Purdy started to get a rhythm and they started to look better. No, were there some nice throws? Absolutely, there were some nice throws. It's nice stuff. But again, I'm looking big picture at the season and I'm saying, like, all right, I had questions about offensive line. Those questions are still there. And I think there's going to still be there throughout the year. That's every team in the league probably right now. You know, I'm watching on the other field, Mike McGlinchey getting body bagged by Nick Bosa. Mike McGlinchey got $50 million in free agency a couple years ago, and Nick Bosa was throwing him around like a sack of potatoes.
And that's the one thing that could potentially hold Denver back from moving it is their right tackle situation.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, in that division.
With Trent not practicing, we'll get into him, but with Trent not practicing, I just thought it was bad, and it was a bad look, more so than it was for the offense as a whole. And then I get to wide receiver. And we know, but outside of running back, outside of CMC, it is drop-off. Cliffhanger. I mean, it is a cliffhanger, Sylvester Stallone, as I go guru on you.
Thank you.
But wide receiver, I'm watching Brandon Ayuk on the sidelines, and I don't know where he's at. How can anyone know when he might return? I don't know. He looks so frustrated by the circumstance. I can tell he wants to compete. I can tell he wants to get out there. Boy, they miss him. I mean, my God, do they miss him.
Wouldn't you have loved to see Surtain v. Ayuk? God, that would have been awesome. But I don't even know what version of Ayuk is there anymore.
Exactly. Yeah. And they miss Juwan Jennings big time. Yeah. They do not have a reliable, big-bodied possession receiver to help out Purdy on those congested throws over the middle. They got a lot of small guys. I liked what I saw from Jordan Watkins. But again, I go back to some of my biggest concerns, and this is not defense-related, on offense. It wasn't the quarterback. It wasn't Purdy. It's the things that will affect Purdy for the whole year. Offensive line, holding up. Wide receiver, do you got bodies? Right now, they don't. And then running back depth behind CMC. These are huge, huge red flags for me.
And we haven't even gotten to the defense, and we will. Again, our vantage point was mostly offense yesterday, but there were a lot of takeaways yesterday. And I did witness what took place with Mykel Williams, and they're thinking and hoping it's a hyperextended knee. They're going to take a look at it.
I hope, because that scared everybody.
He was down for a solid minute. I saw he was rushing whoever it was, the right tackle of Denver Broncos, tried to do a shoulder swipe up and under, kind of slipped a little bit, fell down, looked like he grabbed his knee, was down for a little bit, walked gingerly off with the trainers, did not return. But apparently it sounds like they avoided any serious injury. But again, this is a guy that needs all the reps he can get, kind of like Ricky Pearsall last year. Like, preseason game one is tomorrow. I would have liked to see my number one overall pick, right? Like, I would have loved to see the first round pick, Mykel Williams. We need to see him.
I think he needs the work.
Yes.
I think he needs the work. That's look, there were some positives. There's a lot of positives. I'm just saying, like, big picture, yesterday, it wasn't about one practice. To me, it's like, all right, what are our flaws? What are our flaws heading into the year? You know what our strengths are? We know that. Fred Warner, Nick Bosa, George Kittle, Purdy, right? What are our flaws? Like, dude, offensive line. And look, I will say this about the offensive line. Kyle Shanahan somehow, some way, seems to always make it work with the O-line. So I'm going to give him some benefit of the doubt through play calling, through scheme, through being able to shift at the offensive line level, you know, where they slide protections. I think they're going to work that out. It'll be a work in progress. It's thin. I don't love it. Wide receiver. I'm chewing on wide receiver, and I'm saying to myself, boy, Juwan Jennings made a lot of money yesterday. They need a number one.
Oh.
They need a number one so bad.
Really?
So bad.
Hmm.
Wide receiver is, yeah.
Joe, and I feel like we're the Crips and the Bloods right now in that meme where like they tied the things together. Because I was, you know, I was fine with the offensive line. I was like, yeah, they'll figure it out because Shanahan always. And you were like that with the receivers. Like, yeah, they'll figure it out. Shanahan always does. And now both of us are like kind of coming to each other's ends. It's like, yeah. Maybe both are a problem.
But I think not having Ayuk and not having Jennings, it makes the whole thing seem so worse. I'm trying to have...
And not having Trent, yeah, respectively. For the,
sure,
yes.
Sure.
Yeah.
Even if I took the offensive line away when they were doing the seven-on-sevens and when they were doing individual wide receiver cornerback drills, that is a great secondary for Denver. So I have to have that in my mind.
Yeah.
But that being said, like, we kind of knew wide receiver was thin. And not having Jennings, I think, really hurts them. Pearsall's going to be good on the out stuff, on the quick timing stuff. Over the middle, up in the air, we're going to miss Debo. I think we underrated how tough Debo was over the middle. Not that Pearsall's not tough, but you've got to be thick and strong and willing to high point the ball in traffic and come down with it. He might be a year away on that. I still think he could be a really good receiver. Boy, I love him as a two. I don't like him as a one at all. Right now.
Concern level for Niner fans right now. Are you most concerned, least concerned with those three groups? Well, running backs, offensive line, wide receiver room. Which one of those groups has you the most concerned heading into this season? 888-957-9570. And which one needs to be addressed right now? There's a guy out there in Washington. I know everyone thinks I'm crazy to give up something, go pay this guy. Terry McLaurin, say what you will. I think he's a number one. I think he's shown it. He's had like 5, 6, 7, 8 different quarterbacks. He keeps producing the last 5 seasons, 1,000 yards. It's him, Devontae, a couple other all-pro receivers. Go get him because they desperately need help. They desperately need Juwan Jennings back there. And yeah, it did leave a kind of a bad taste in my mouth if I'm a Niner fan and I, you know, go out to practice there and he saw the fans, right? He saw the little kids. All
there's so many fun things.
It looked really fun. And I wanted them to have fun too. and they were waiting for opportunities to cheer and be excited. Just, did you hear anything from the stands yesterday, the crowd?
There was one. No, there was two plays. There was the Pearsall throw. Actually, it was a great throw by Purdy. I don't know if it was a seam or like a little.
That's what
like,
it looked like, a seam that kind of threw him open.
It was a great throw. Yeah. I mean, a perfect throw. He had some bad ones, no doubt. That was a perfect throw on with great coverage. And he threw it to only a spot where Pearsall could make a play. And then they had a nice little in the red zone when they're doing that red zone drill.
Yeah.
They had a nice Jordan Watkins slant. Mm. Surtain was playing off him. We got to pump the brakes on the reporting. Surtain just got cooked by Jordan Watkins. It was a slant. He was playing off. Like, do we know sports? Some people that are reporting about some of these things. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, we can kind of fudge around with some of the stuff, and it's. I don't know.
Well, and I like when we also take quotes and comments from players or coaches, and then we do a little excerpt, and then you do a dot, 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 getting rid of very, like, crucial parts of said statement, and then finish it up later. We're going to pick this up on the other side. Which one of those positional groups has you most concerns right now, Niners fans, as we're talking about joint practice yesterday, and the Niners offense looked exposed against a dynamic Denver defense?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.